court end, I thought. Oh, we're off. Let me look at my watch. I'll be back the 26th.
Right.
Well, I can't do that. That's ridiculous.
Maybe they're and going that's on, home to regroup hey, and take a meeting.
That's on the Republicans. They control the schedule. I say stay. We'll be back.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
New details about the Florida massacre. I'm Kathleen Maloney, Fox News. Authorities releasing a timeline for the deadly high school shooting in Parkland Wednesday afternoon.
The 19-year-old Ubers to the school. He readies himself in an east stairwell at 221, walks out and opens fire on classrooms on the first and second floor for only about 3 or 4 minutes. And then he drops his weapons and runs out of the school along with all the other students who are in a panic.
Fox's Rob Schmidt in Parkland, Nicholas Cruz, made his first court appearance yesterday. Fox's Eben Brown is live in Broward County.
Yeah, Kathleen, a judge didn't even considering letting shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz out before trial.
And I find probable cause. I further find the proof of guilt to be evident or the presumption great. Therefore, Mr. Cruz, you're going to be held without bond until further order of the court.
Cruz appeared in restraints in his jail uniform, not speaking much except to acknowledge his right to remain silent. His public defender attorney described Cruz as broken. No word yet on whether or not prosecutors will seek a death penalty, but in a police affidavit, Cruz admits he was the gunman, Kathleen.
Thanks, Eben. Mitt Romney makes it official.
I have decided to run for United States Senate because I believe I can help bring Utah's values and Utah's lessons to Washington. Utah is a better model for Washington than Washington is for Utah.
Romney was the Republican candidate for president in 2012 and a former governor of Massachusetts. He's running for the seat being vacated by Orrin Hatch after more than 40 years in the Senate. The Senate failed to pass an immigration bill before the president's weekend holiday. A large group of Republicans rejected a proposal pushed by President Trump. Senators also defeated a bipartisan plan offering a compromise that would have protected young immigrants brought to the U.S. by their parents. Fox News, Fair and Balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Other embarrassing published report about the president.
The article in the New Yorker says the affair between President Trump and former Playmate of the Year, Karen McDougal, was documented in an 8-page handwritten note shared with the magazine by a friend of McDougal's. It says it began when she met him at a party for The Apprentice at Playboy Mansion in June 2006. At that time, he had been married to Melania Trump for less than 2 years. The article says he introduced her to family members and he took her to his private residences, as well as gave her tours of Trump Tower and his Bedminster, New Jersey golf club. It also says she ended the relationship 9 months later in April 2007. A White House spokesman calls the article an old story that's fake news. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
More than 3 hours of 911 calls reveal terror and heroism as fellow climbers try to save a man who fell 1,000 feet from Oregon's tallest peak. In one call, other climbers perform CPR on Miha Sumi as huge chunks of ice and rocks careen past them. Sumi was airlifted from Mount Hood on Tuesday, pronounced dead at a Portland hospital. With NHL stars absent, amateurs and college hockey players are keeping Team USA in the hunt for gold at the Winter Olympics.
Ryan Donato is not a household hockey name, at least not yet, but the 21-year-old Harvard forward scored 2 power play goals as the U.S. beat Slovakia 2-1 to even the United States record in group play. Donato, one of four NCAA players selected for the roster. And next up, it's the Russians. Russia, as a country, is banned from these Olympics for doping, but a team of Russians was cleared to compete under a neutral flag. In Seoul, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A devastating short program for American figure skater Nathan Chen. He was favored to win the gold, but ends up in 17th place.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Kathleen Maloney.
I saw
Fox News Radio.
He fell down. And then again, they're interviewing him, and it's just...
He said something bad about
Trump. No, he did good, great. He did wonderful, but I mean...
Because Lindsey Vonn's due up today.
Well, listen, and the whole Lindsey Vonn, he's not my president thing.
I know.
I'm just not as into Lindsey Vonn. Good for her, good luck.
Right.
Go win a gold, that's great, but I'm not really fired up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this kid, Chen, supposed to win the gold. He's in, the question was, you know, they say there's a lot of nerves on Olympic ice. Do you think that happened to you? I mean, gosh. The guy's going, you know, it's just stuff happens.
Right.
Well, I mean, next, I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
I fell, and it was bad, and it's too bad it happened here.
What is wrong with these journalists, so
to speak,
or reporters? I just
don't know if you have to.
Like Shaun White bringing up some accusations that was, you know, gossip fake news after he won his gold. Come on.
Listen, it's a Me Too time. They're going to bring it up. Maybe he, instead of him saying, it, maybe he should have said something better, too. For him saying it's just gossip, he's saying those are just not true. I'm happy to address that. Let's talk about this right after this press conference.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's just you're just, I don't know if he wanted to say it's gossip and move on, as opposed to let's talk about it after you ask me all your questions about me winning a gold. Yeah, so the guy that fell on the ice, I mean, just that's what it just happens, man. It just, that's why you work your whole life, you spin around, you fall down, and you're the best in the world until that second, and then you accidentally fell down. Do you think the nerves, oh boy. Like, hey, it was wonderful. He said, you know, just stuff happens. I just look forward to the next opportunity. I mean, it's just, he said everything right. It was just fine. Okay, I'm just congratulating Honda BMW Champaign. They got the Honda President's Award 2017. The message is if you want a new vehicle, you really ought to take a peek at a Honda. Some of the prices on the Civic, which I was so surprised that, you know, Civics of yesterday aren't what Civics are today. They're beautiful. They're extended. They're longer. They're bigger. And they got all kinds of bells and whistles. They started like $19,000 for a new one. And the fact that they're a Honda President's Award winner for 2017 tells you that they've got it going. They're all about service, they're all about sales, and they're all about you. Say hey to Ben Quattrone for me. Honda BMW Champaign, drivechampaign.com, just off of Neal Street at Burwash in Savoy. But drivechampaign.com, you'll take a peek around. Here's your weekend weather from the National Weather Service.
Out, we might see some scattered flurries. Today's high 35, that's what we're at now. 21 our low tonight. Up to 41 tomorrow, down to 26. 50% chance of rain in the middle of the day. Sunshine expected Sunday with a high 51 and down to 42 and another chance of showers. Again, 35 on ESPN, 93.5.
Political commentator, contributor to The Hill, political analyst, Professor Johns Hopkins University, Wendy Osefo. What the heck? You've done a million things and you're like 19. What?
No, but thank you.
Well done. No, I mean, I've looked at all this stuff and I looked you up online. I'm going, man, what's she going to do? Anyway, congratulations on all you're doing, Wendy. Bipartisan immigration deal, nothing. I mean, and now they're taking 10 days off. I don't get the time off. But anyway, where are we on DACA? Where are we in immigration? What do you see happening, Wendy?
We are actually nowhere, and that is disheartening, not just for the DACA recipients, but that should be disheartening for Americans because we elect our legislative officials to do work, and right now they have not done anything. We have seen that there was a vote, and the vote did not look good. But I must say that this was really torpedoed from the top. We have President Donald Trump telling people that the bill that was actually popular, he said it was bad, it was catastrophic, and for people not to vote for it. Well, that turned out to be laughable because that bill actually got the most votes, and the bill, the Grassley bill, in which he told people to go ahead and vote for, only got 39 votes. So it's not looking good.
Well, I'm an admirer of you, Wendy. We probably won't agree politically, which is fine. How about if, what if we said this? What if we said you get your $1.8 million and we're going to put $25 billion on security and call it a day today?
Well, you know, let's talk about these 700,000 DACA recipients who are in limbo and they're being used as a political football. We need a path to citizenship, and the majority of Americans actually agree with that. And that's the issue here, is that, you know, the four pillars that Donald Trump talks about, he's really trying to make sure that all of that is in there. But that's not what we're looking at. We have a March 5th deadline, and we need to address these people who are in this country because this is going to be lingering. So money is good for the wall, but we also have to have long-term resolutions for DACA recipients.
I thought that we had that. I really think it seems like there's a chance to get the path to citizenship. For, I thought the number was 1.8, maybe 2 million, which is more than I think even the Democrats proposed years ago. And then just $25 billion security, and then lottery and, I guess, chain migration would be another day or another year or something. And I don't know if that would even pass, but that seems to me to be kind of a compromise.
That does seem like a compromise. But, you know, if I could just, you know, since it's just me and you here, right?
Yeah.
If I could just be honest with you, I don't think that the president wants to see anything done with the DACA recipients when it comes to a pass for citizenship. Even though he said that, I do not feel as though, based on his actions, that's what he really wants. And that's the issue. We're hearing that voice being chambered on both the left side of the aisle and the right side of the aisle.
Right.
You know, Mr. President, if you could just step out of this for a second and let us negotiate this, this would be great. So I don't think that that's what he wants.
Well, that's kind of funny because he says the Democrats don't want it either. So why can't we all just hug? Let's just hug.
I agree.
But I think, and this is on the Republicans, I do not understand why we're going home for 10 days. This is critical. Let's keep talking. I don't. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to go do a campaign thing. Oh, shut up. Stay.
I absolutely agree with you. And if I could play devil's advocate here just to say, you know, just underscore how I'm not really a partisan, I also think if you look at the Democrats, a part of me is whispering in my ear saying, do the Democrats really want a comprehensive immigration reform to happen under a Republican president?
No, no, you're right.
Are they just saying that?
No, I know.
That may be another thing that we have to look at here. You know, I blame both sides, but the midterms are coming up. So they need to get their act together because it's going to weigh heavily on elections.
No, it is. And I think I'd love a time when, because I've kind of said that I think it's one big club and everybody kind of has their back and they're just wanting to make sure they stay. And well, do something for Wendy. Do something for me. Come on, man. Do something that'll work for the country. And but they're just all about positioning and who's got more money and who's. I just don't like any of that anymore. I'm just tired.
I agree.
Wendy.
I agree. And I think.
Yeah. I mean, here we are. We're probably different politically. And look at that. We just get along fabulously.
We had a text in about...
Hold on. A text in for you, Wendy.
What about applied citizenship versus DACA? How do you respond to that?
What does that mean? What's applied citizenship?
Yeah. I mean, why aren't they applying for citizenship?
Because this thing has been out of hand for about five decades, and it's a mess, and you can blame everybody you want, Wendy, but you can't... If you get in line, it's going to be five more years. And they said this path is 10 or 12 years, so it is going to take time. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a full-blown amnesty, and I just think it's been so messed up that I don't know how you take a four-year-old whose parents brought him in illegally and blame the four-year-old. That's where we are.
I agree.
So...
I agree, and I think that that's the issue, is we can't penalize the people who came here without their own will and say, you know, you have to go back to a country that you don't even know is yours.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, Wendy, we might have to start a new club. Here we go. Okay, so it's political commentator, contributor, The Hill political analyst, professor, Johns Hopkins University. Other than that, she's a slacker. How do people find you?
They can find me on all social media platforms at Wendy Osefo.
It's O, S as in Sam, E, F as in Frank, O, Osefo, Wendy Osefo. Well done. Good chat. Hope we can talk again sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Wendy Osefo from Maryland.
Very good.
TheHill.com. But she's somebody we can have discussions with.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I say when you get far left, it's really hard to talk because there's no boom. She's pretty good. Democrat. Great talking. Love it. 8:14. Okay, we're going to check our sports headlines. Still to come, Mike Pearson, Atlanta Legends, Listen Lore. We've been talking about the gun shooting, the violence in schools.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play the Anthony Rizzo comment again. I think from a competitor standpoint, maybe he should quit baseball and just do this.
Maybe.
He is such a good baseball player.
He spoke in Parkland, Florida,
he's
where
so
he's from.
He's so good. I'm going to play his comments. He's stunningly good. He could totally run for office.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't vote for that? I'll play that coming up. But he's right on what he says. Anyway, Anthony Rizzo's comments on the shooting where he went to that high school. That's why he left Mesa to visit and be part of the vigil. Let's check your sports headlines.
Upsets in the Big Ten. This should be a fun tournament coming up at Wisconsin last night. 57-53, taking down number 6, Purdue. Those Boilermakers were flailing yesterday.
It's only going to be a fun tournament if I win.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about these guys, do
hey,
you?
That could happen.
Purdue losing is kind of funny. Fire Matt Painter! Yeah!
Okay.
And then the big one, Penn State.
Penn State over Ohio State, 79-56.
79-56?
Right.
What?
So Illinois and Nebraska, 2:30 on Sunday. Should be fun to check out that game. And our Illinois women's basketball team is up at Northwestern at Evanston. NBA has no action locally to talk about, so I'll skip that one. St. Louis Blues at Dallas tonight. Anaheim beat the Blackhawks 3-2 yesterday. That's the Blackhawks' 8th loss. Let's see. Ole Miss formally appealing their 2018 bowl ban in the NCAA recruiting violations, the red flag that turned up yesterday. Also trending locally is this super sectionals for the Monticello Sages women's basketball team with their 41-40 overtime win over the SJO Spartans.
I mean, as joyful as it was for the Lady Sages, as heartbreaking it was for our friends at St. Joe Ogden.
Right.
Wow, 41-40 in OT, super sectional. I mean, they're getting closer to state.
They are. So we also have some USA hockey to talk about in the Olympics. 2-1 winners over Slovakia and the 2-time U.S. champion Nathan Chen, 17th place. So that was kind of disappointing with his fall. Then we move on to Anthony Rizzo. Left spring training back Tuesday for the full workouts anyway. But 2007 graduate of Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and spoke at the Candlelight Vigil yesterday.
We'll play those coming up. I have a little more time. I'm going to play them right after our Fox Business Minute here. But I thought Anthony Rizzo. Let's sneak it in.
Okay.
Anthony Rizzo, Chicago Cubs superstar, about all of this. Do I have that? Yeah. Nope, in the wrong format. I'll come right back after the Fox Business Minute. Anything else?
Well, we've got some texts in. One says, invest more money in mental health care. Mental health care workers, social workers, underpaid, overworked, lead to high turnover. If more money was invested in mental health, people would want to do their job more, and there would be more resources available.
No, everything that texter just said is spot on. What do we pay people in those kinds of situations? $11 an hour? $9.50? They don't get paid. Some of these aides that help in a horribly difficult setting, and we pay them nothing. If you open up, of course, nobody wants it in their backyard, but if you open up a big building with a lot of beds, they'd be full in a day.
Mm-hmm.
We got some people in need when it comes to mental health. No doubt about it. We do not, because we can't talk about it. We don't even want to talk about it.
So you also mentioned the duffel bag and the Uber, and there's a comment about how guns can be pretty compact in two pieces.
So, but it's still in something,
and
right?
It could be a little bit larger than a book bag.
Okay. All right. So it very inconspicuous kind of thing. You don't know.
So this person had some time in the service, and that was part of their thing, was to assemble several weapons.
Well, but I mean, is
put
this
them in
is
inconspicuously?
It, you're dropping the kid off because he took an Uber. Dropping the kid off at the high school, and then he's putting his gun together right there on the lawn? I need to know a little more about that one.
Right.
He I'm took sure an Uber to get there, and you're saying, is it? He had a lot of ammo, right? And he had his. Where did he put the gas mask? I mean. It's just when I heard the story, he took an Uber. I'm going, is that casual? And how did he pay? Cash or check?
Hmm.
I guess you have to charge that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Here we go with your weather.
35 our high, that's what we're at now. 21 our low, with some clearing out by tonight. Partly cloudy to start tomorrow, high 41. 50% chance of precip late afternoon. Then partly cloudy Saturday night, low 26. Sunny on Sunday with a high 51, expected 42 the low Sunday evening. 80% chance of showers coming into President's Day Monday, where a lot of people will have the day off. It's up to 65 then. Right now, 35 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, play the Anthony Rizzo comments here, because he went to that high school, so he left Mesa spring training for the Cubs. And as you expect, wonderfully spoken. Stand by, 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Broadcom offered more money to merge with another chip maker, Qualcomm. But this morning, Qualcomm rejected the higher bid, which was $82 a share. Kraft Heinz could be adding some new brands. The company says it's facing pressure to respond to customer demands for fresher food and more snacks, so it could be acquiring some other companies. Sales of Oscar Mayer deli meats and Jell-O desserts have declined. Coca-Cola sold more teas, coffees, and vitamin water in the recent quarter. Its sales increased in North America. Coca-Cola also makes Diet Coke and Fanta. Carbonated soft drink sales were flat. Coca-Cola had a large expense for the new tax law, but excluding that, its earnings were better than expected. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 306 yesterday, NASDAQ up 112, S&P was up 32. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Boy. Okay, we spent a lot of time this morning about the shootings in Florida at the school and what we can do. And it's a sincere question. What can we do? Because, again, I'm not anti-gun law. I'm not guns in everybody's hands no matter what. I'm totally not there on that. I'm for the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Responsible people should own guns if they want. That's fine. And I'm for teachers in Texas learning how to be concealed carry people. And having somebody in there that can shoot back could certainly help. Otherwise, without arming people and having people that can protect our students, there is no quick fix to this. This is a cultural deal. It's going to take a long, long time if we can ever evolve out of stuff like this. If you want to text in, love to hear from you, 359-2255. Anthony Rizzo.
We see this on TV too often. I feel like it's all the time. It is. There's a cycle to it. We get horrified that this violence is inflicted in our kids. We get angry that there's nothing we can do and nothing's done about it. And then we ultimately get immune and move on to something else. But then it happens in our own town, in your own school, or the movie theater, or a nightclub, or a church, and we realize it could happen to us. Look, I'm a baseball player, but I'm also an American. I'm a Floridian, and I'm a Parklander for life. And while I don't have all the answers, I know that something has to change. Before this is visited on another community and another community and another community.
I don't think I could have written anything better for him to say. That was just spot on, and everything's right. Now, something has to be done. Okay. Let's solve this. And immediately, the only thing I have for you is more people in the building that can protect the kids. And that's money and resources and training.
Mm-hmm.
And who's got that?
More cameras and people to watch them was the comment earlier today.
The only thing cameras do is help me solve it when it's done.
Exactly.
The camera does. I mean, I love the YMCA. When we had our window broken over there, they said, well, we're going to get cameras out here. What are cameras going to do? Except identify somebody in a stocking cap, and you can't figure out who it is anyway. Mm-hmm. You can just see it after it happens. I mean, cameras are great after the fact. But unless you've got a team of 14 security guys like a Vegas casino looking at all the screens,
Yeah. You
can't stop anything, I don't think. It's good to document, but it's not any good to stop a crime. You got to have people that look at the screen and don't look away and get a call from home. You know, it's just not, it's something. But the only thing that will stop this are people walking up and down the halls that shoot back. That's the reality, whether anybody wants to face it or not.
217 texter, change happens with acceptance. If we all took time to look in the mirror and actually accepted what was looking back at us, we would have it made. We'd choose to label ourselves. We limit ourselves. Imagine the wonderful things we could build with the stories or stones we cast if we all stood together.
I'm not sure I understand that.
Okay.
I'm looking in the mirror. I see me.
Well, and if I know you accept that, who you are. instead of all these, you know, social media pressure to be this person or that person or this body image and blah, blah, blah. I think is what they're trying
okay.
to say.
Well, there's a, yeah, okay. We certainly should do that. But the social media, fire is wonderful, keeps us warm. We can use fire for all kinds of, but it burns us too. It can be horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is the same thing. And the more we learn about what's going on these phones, and I would argue we don't know half what's going on. We have no idea the kinds of things that are stimulated and the ideas that are wrought from bullies online that could never say it to your face but can type it.
Well, and should Facebook be doing something if there's tortured animals or killed animals on someone's Facebook,
don't they?
Social media?
I mean, don't you report crimes like that?
I mean, that's what happened with the Nicholas Cruz guy.
He was killing animals,
right.
I think. And he said he wanted to be a professional school shooter.
Right.
And didn't the FBI pay him a visit?
Is that a red flag?
Yeah. That's a go to his house and grab him flag. I want to be a professional school shooter. Oh, he's just saying, no, not anymore. We need to talk to you. Let's go. I think they went there immediately for that one. That's my understanding of that. But this guy is mentally ill. I mean, by our definition, nobody could do this without being mentally ill. But you have a guy that takes an Uber, he stands out there, puts a gas mask on, has some smoke bombs, shoots people methodically coming out, goes inside, shoots some more, and then goes to the McDonald's. He's hungry. And then they catch him without incident. And then he's in and kind of cowering, kind of shivering when he goes to his arraignment yesterday. So I don't know if he'll ever see jail. Probably see a hospital. And the fact that he confessed, I don't know. I'm not up on the law enough. Does that mean no trial? If you confess to something, you don't go through a trial, right? Just sentencing. So, I mean, there's that. You don't have to go through all of this. That's good. And he's on suicide watch. There's no shock there, is there? Most of these folks don't last that long. They kill themselves.
And with the Mattoon school shooter, he was put in a treatment facility. And he'll have visits with therapists and then more assessment until March.
Now, if you want a gun law, I'd never allow him to have a gun legally. There's a guy who did that. He's going through mental health. Never. He can never own a gun, but doesn't mean he won't have a gun. And I use this analogy. If you get your
license, learned accommodation to his father's gun safe in that instance.
Yeah, okay, but there could be a cousins or a friends or a break into a car. I mean, there are people that can get guns. Just like when you have your license suspended, it doesn't mean you know where the keys are to your mom's friend and you grab the keys and you drive. It doesn't stop you. But same thing with guns. It doesn't matter. Look at the South Side of Chicago. Look at Baltimore. Look at all the big cities. They have a lot of illegal guns. Hey, that's against the law. Okay, gotcha. Thanks for telling me. They don't follow the laws. Mentally ill people don't follow the laws either. But, boy, I'm telling you, if there's one thing, and it's nothing I know, it's all anecdotal, but I'm telling you, we have a lot of mental issues in this country that go unaddressed. A lot. Way more than we'd ever know. And we just got issues for whatever reason. And there's some people that have had a horrific life that have really struggled because of stuff people have done to them.
Well, but in the Mattoon, for instance, I'm reading the story. It says that he had a fight with a girl, and she wasn't at school when he hid the gun in, you know, on his person. And then when she didn't show, he just decided to open fire, and it was the teacher who stopped him.
Man. And somebody did get shot, right?
Right.
But nobody died.
I don't believe so. It doesn't talk about that.
But again, how does that whole thought process, you know, there's somebody you can really work with and study and figure out how do you go from really mad at the girl to killing the girl?
Right.
That's a big leap.
Trial set for March 29th in the Coles County Courthouse.
All right, we'll break for the news. Come back. If you have any other texts, feel free, 359-2255, 359-2255. Love to hear from you this morning. We'll be right back after the Fox update. We'll touch base with Mike Pearson, Line of Legends, Listen Lore. We do that every Friday. It's ESPN 93.5. It is Friday. It is the 16th of February. We'll be right back. 8:30, ESPN 93.5.
Fox
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. His attorney calls him a broken child. Some people who knew accused Florida shooter Nicholas Cruz say he was angry and violent. Also that
he had trouble with the law before, that police had been called at least a dozen times to his home in the past. He was known to harass other teenagers and even be violent, killing little animals.
Rebecca Vargas with Fox affiliate WSVN. Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney wants to be the next senator from Utah, announcing online.
Given all that America faces, we feel that this is the right time for me to serve our state and our country.
Romney looking to win the seat held by the retiring Orrin Hatch. And a congressional candidate from Wisconsin busted for grand larceny. Juliet Germanotta admits buying a $4,800 ring, selling it, and returning a fake to the jeweler for a refund. Fox News, we report. You decide.
So somebody running for Congress buys a $4,800 ring, returns it with a fake, and you're trashing your entire record for $4,800.
Wow.
I wouldn't do it for $4.8 million. What? But it's just, what are they? Now, I'm not, anybody can run for office.
Sure.
But, yowza. Some things you hear, you just go, what are we thinking here?
Right.
And then I think I'll run for Congress.
Right.
Okay. What about that fake diamond thing? Yeah. 8:32. Okay, we're pretty good with the texts. Are we caught up on all of the texts? We've been talking about the shootings in schools, and we all don't want this to happen ever again. And I don't. I like to think I have answers, and I don't. But my only thought on this is more people in the halls that can stop it if it starts.
Unemployed vets or disabled veterans patrolling the hallways of our school was a thought out of Oakwood. Greg said unemployed, if you have a camera, you need someone to walk around with a gun and confront the person. The monitor would need to be trained.
Well, you have to watch it and then radio to the guy on the ground, right? Is it, that's a team thing? I'm just not a big camera guy because I think it catches it after.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to, what you do is if you're at a particular high school and the high school is big, then I need a person in every quadrant of the high school to be there. I don't know. And again, in Texas, they're teaching math class and he's concealed carry and he's trained. So they hear the pop, pop, pop. He won't run. He'll run out of the room to see what he can do. Those are the people. And as much against that idea as some might be, if you're in that situation or somebody you know is in that situation, you'll be really happy the other person was there. And I don't have any quick solution at all. There's just a whole bunch of issues related to mental illness and gun control and all of everything else you can lop into it. But immediately, it's more people that can shoot back is all I got for you. I don't know how else to really say, you know what, that school's safe today. And one police officer, that's great. It's not enough. Kevin Franz in Tolono can't be everywhere. And neither can Officer Wahala at Centennial. And all the other wonderful resource officers that are there. You know, President's got the police car. Everybody sees it.
Mm-hmm.
It's too many kids. 1,500 at Centennial or 1,200, whatever the number is. And it's you just hold your breath and, gosh, you just don't know. And, oh, they suspended that guy because he's, well, it doesn't mean he's not dangerous. It doesn't mean he doesn't come back like this kid did. Look just like a high school kid. You look at his picture, doesn't look 19, does he? Looks like 15.
Right.
All right, let's check your weekend weather. ESPN 93.5 with the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
High 35 today, 21 our low this evening, 41 the high tomorrow, starting out partly cloudy. There is a chance of rain and a low 26 with partly cloudy conditions on Saturday night. Sunday, sunshine, high 51, 42 the low Sunday evening. That 80% chance of showers essentially overnight into President's Day or Washington's birthday on Monday. High 65 expected there.
Wow.
We're cloudy with the temperature at 35 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah. Okay. If you want to text in, feel free, 359-2255. We are caravanning down to St. Louis for the Cubs-Cardinals annual bus trip, and we're going May 5th. Yeehaw. It's a Saturday. You're available. Ticket sales are brisk. If you want to join us, I do have a limit. And and we are more sold than we've ever been at this early date. It's not till May, and people are coming in because they know this is Cubs-Cardinals Saturday. It's standing room only kind of stuff. We have seats in the left field bleachers together, 130 per person, and somebody on one of our three buses will be selected to throw out the first pitch. How about that? That would be kind of cool. I'll be down on the field if somebody wants to video this.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, boy. Anyway, come out to our radio station at 2702 South Boulder in Urbana, or go online, ESPNCU.com, for all the details. Mike Pearson, our friend from Oxford, Ohio, who worked here at Illinois for years and years, has written Illini Legends, Lists, and Lore in its third edition, selling briskly. Mike, how are you?
I'm terrific. How are you on this? It was nice and warm yesterday here, but a little cooler today.
Yeah, a little cooler today. Okay, fighting Illini, I'm a grump. When it comes to March Madness and anything else in the stupid tournament that I don't care about, and Big Ten tournament, whatever, if my team doesn't win, I am a bad sport. I am the proverbial ball, glove, and bat guy that goes home.
Well, you have to be a better sport, obviously. That's number one.
I know.
You just have to get a hold of yourself.
Yeah.
But I look at this as a year that we'll look at in another year or two as one of those hurdles that you have to go through to get back toward the top. And you know, unfortunately at Illinois, it's happened more often than not. But there have been times of glory, and this isn't one of those times.
This is the valley of the valley. I mean, I don't think Illinois has ever gone 0-4 in football Big Ten, 0-4 in women's basketball Big Ten, and just 2 wins in men's basketball. So this has never been this bad, and so it is hard. And I understand we're competitive, it's close, and all these other things, but doesn't make it. And again, I just lose the energy for it. And I kind of, you know, I'm watching kind of passively as it goes, because all I look at is all these great teams that are ahead of me. I don't like it. I don't like it, Mike. It's no fun.
Yeah. We have to just enjoy the individual successes of the Trent Frazier. You know, look at Laron Black and his game. What a terrific performance he had. You know, they didn't give up at all this week.
No.
But there are times when we're hard pressed to reach the goals that we want, and this year for Illini sports has been a difficult one, especially in football, men's basketball, and women's basketball. You have to go back to the 70s. And as I say, I'm a positive person. I just think that better times are ahead.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, I just know that this is the valley of the valleys. And just imagine the energy when we get bowl eligible. And when we go back to the NCAA tournament, there's going to be a freshness, particularly that first time we go back. It's going to be really fun again. But right now, it's no fun. But Laron Black from 15 feet with a half a look, it's like 75% likely he's going to make that shot. I mean, he's really good at that. And Trent Frazier is the man. I think he's going to be absolutely terrific over the next 3 years.
Yes, yeah. And there are troops that are coming, too, and troops that we don't know of that are coming. So, you know, better times are ahead.
All right, you got it. All right, so Illini Legends, listen, Laura, any birthdays this weekend?
Well, we have a birthday today that I thought you'd be interested in. In 1879, let's see if you've ever heard the name Thatcher Howland Guild. Thatcher Howland Guild wasn't an athlete nor an administrator. Do you know who Thatcher Howland Guild was? He was born on this date in 1879.
Wow, you got me.
He was the writer of a song called Illinois Loyalty.
I'll be darned.
And so he was born on this date. He only lived till he was 35. He died in a tragically playing tennis on the old clay courts on campus, and at the age of 35. And so, but he took the song. The melody was originally meant when he was attending Brown University. It was, "We're loyal to you, men of Brown."
Hmm.
And right. And that song was never published. And so he decided, well, what a great melody. Let's turn it into "We're Loyal to You, Illinois." Hmm. And had the same annotation, so we celebrate his birthday today,
that's
1879.
Awesome. That's awesome. Cool story. Thatcher. Yeah, that's a unique name.
Thatcher Howland Guild.
Huh? Good stuff, Mike. All right, how do people get your book?
Well, we have three places right there in town that you can get it at the Game Day Spirit stores. You have the Barnes & Noble and then the Illini Union Bookstore. And if you want an autographed copy, I'll personalize it however you want. Just go to sportsll.com, and we'll send you one out with a personalization.
Hey, buddy, thanks for your time always.
Thanks, Stevie.
Mike Pearson, Illini Legends Listen Lore from Ohio this morning. And his book has got it all in there. You have any Illini fan got a birthday coming up or something, you can grab it. Yeah, the Cubs-Cardinal bus trip where somebody gets to throw out the first pitch. I mean, the process of that person going through all the security in the tunnel and underneath and emerging out near the area that you'll walk to the mound. Mm-hmm. How cool, because they're very, even affiliates, when we've had affiliate things down there,
mm-hmm.
we used to have pictures taken in the stadium, and they still don't let you walk on the grass. I want to walk in the grass.
Right.
Oh, stay on the side, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The dirt area. Yeah, don't touch that grass.
Yeah. They're like that, too, in Germany when we toured a couple of soccer fields.
Stay off the grass.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
And they had guys like 10 feet apart, security guards.
Wow.
Because, you know fans want to just touch it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not supposed to touch it.
No, that's right. 8:43.
Hi, I'm Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. The good book says, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some people have entertained angels unaware. We may think he's only talking about complete strangers who briefly pass by and are gone. To me, I believe it refers to anyone, and that anyone could be your friend, people who work for you, even your boss. And maybe, just maybe, that person was put in your life because they needed caring, compassion, and understanding. This week, pause and reflect on those around you, and see if you can start looking at them from a heavenly point of view, not an earthly one. If you do that, I guarantee you may find one person who really needs your love and care. Who knows? You may be entertaining angels unaware. At BPC and A&R Mechanical, we don't view you as a stranger. Our goal is to serve you with care, compassion, and distinction. Call BPC and A&R and become part of our family of clients.
It's a Cardinal Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis with the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter motor coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw out the first pitch. Say what? Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com. Yeah. Fun. Oops. Wrong one. 8:44, here's your sports headline. Diane Ducey's got it now.
All right, Illinois and Nebraska, 2:30 on Sunday. The women will face Northwestern up in Evanston on Sunday. Last night, Wisconsin upended number 6 Purdue, 57-53. Penn State over Ohio State, 79-56.
A lot to a little.
Right.
Man, I mean, it's... And I mentioned it was a setup because Ohio State has, I think, overperformed. They're good, but they're not that good. And so Penn State, I think, is a team on the fly. Watch out, Penn State. They'd be a nasty team to play in the NCAA tournament. They're a good basketball team.
Well, we have baseball starting up today, or actually tomorrow, down in St. Louis. South Dakota State and Austin Peay involved in that tournament. In Chapel Hill, North Carolina, it's the Big Ten ACC Challenge to start the softball season. Illini gymnasts are in Vegas with the Winter Cup Challenge going on. NBA has the All-Star break going on. I forgot about that. They have St. Louis Blues at Dallas to take on the... Stars? I don't remember the Dallas teams in hockey. Anyway, Anaheim over Blackhawks 3-2, and the St. Joe Monticello game for the Gals yesterday. What a close one. In overtime, it was 41-40 with the Sages on top, so they're heading to Super Sectionals. Also trending, and I brought up the story, is Michaela Schifrin. The NBC reporter walked up to her and asked her about puking right before she left. She said, I think, out of the gate, she said, it was all kind of sudden. I feel like it's more of a virus than nerves. So she got fourth.
Right. Saw her interviewed after, and she'd won the gold just the day before.
Right.
So pretty fired up for that. Uh-huh. She wasn't expected to win that. And I think she was expected to do better than yesterday.
That's
so.
Right. She did all right. Good in the slum.
And the NBA All-Star. I like the right. Dunk contest is fun.
Yes,
those
it
are,
is.
Those are really, really fun to see just how athletic everything's gotten. They jump over cars
and
whatever.
Again, the Bulls just have had kind of a disappointing season. I don't know if there's any of them involved in the All-Stars. So.
No, it's just I see.
Like you said, hey, if your team's not in it, it's like whatever.
I could score 10 in the All-Star game. Me. They don't guard anybody. As long as they left me in, I could shoot.
Okay.
I could shoot enough
they're
to get 10.
Just have some fun. And it's like that in football. And
it's
stuff
the same
like
thing.
Too,
touch so. Football, yeah. 847, tell me about Axel. What is it like being canine working with a doggy?
Well, unfortunately, he is not a pet. And people, you know, seem to think that these are pets. They come home, they lay on the couch and things like that. And he gets a lot of love, but he is, I affectionately refer to him as a Fernado. He is just, he wants to work. He loves to work. His drive is incredible. He is a year and a half old. He is a Shepherd Malinois from Hungary. And he's an incredible asset, but there's a lot more work than what people seem to think happens.
A little like a service dog, maybe, where they're working all the time for somebody who's blind or deaf or something, and it's a professional kind of thing, but you know, you bond.
Oh, yes.
But it's you got to go find those drugs for me, or well, you can tell when people freak out when they see you and a dog.
Oh, yes.
Because the dog's not going to miss it.
No, he's not going to miss it, and I think also because they come with teeth.
Yeah,
so
well.
People are a little afraid of that.
Sarah Lynx, our law enforcement official of the month for February.
You already enjoy delicious burgers and craft beer at Scotty's Brewhouse. Now stop by and try their new light and fresh spring menu. Available now through April 1st, Scotty's is offering new mouth-watering appetizers, entrees, salad, and sandwiches. Kick off your meal with an order of sweet and spicy shrimp. Then try the bluegill BLT, pasta primavera, grilled shrimp, and avocado tacos, or the unique Greek falafel salad. Hurry into Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street. You don't want to miss these limited-time offerings. Scotty's Brewhouse is your craft beer sports bar.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, here's your weather, ESPN 93.5.
All right, cloudy mid-morning, then gradual clearing. Today's high 35. That's what we're at. Windy conditions, gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Clearing out with a low 21 into the evening tonight. Chance for afternoon rain tomorrow, otherwise partly cloudy. High 41, low 26. Sunny and high 51 on Sunday. 65 Monday. Some folks, I know the banks are and the schools are out.
65 Monday?
Yeah, for President's Day, Washington's birthday.
Wow.
Right now we're at 35. It's overcast, and we have gotten a few more texts since the one I...
Let me get to those right after
okay.
We take this one more break here. Jeremy Warner Show coming up in 10 minutes, my friends. The Bricks and Ivy autograph session with Dan Danimo Hampton has been rescheduled for this Saturday at Bricks and Ivy Sports in Hoopston. Don't miss your chance to meet 1985 Chicago Bears Super Bowl champion Dan Hampton. Packages are $50 and include one autograph and a photo opportunity. Hall of Fame inscriptions will be available. It's a rescheduled Dan Hampton autograph session this Saturday at Bricks and Ivy Sports in Hoopston. For more information, call 283-2250 or search Bricks and Ivy Sports on Facebook. Check out the new BMW of Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW of Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
It's all about craft beer and craft pizza. The new Raptors Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue in Champaign. Their menu features fresh salads, savory appetizers like chili nachos or beer battered cheese curds, piping hot grinders, and classic and craft pizzas. Raptors also features an all-you-can-eat pizza lunch buffet, including salad and drink Monday through Friday. Hungry yet? Check out their craft beer and pizza at draftanddough.com. Raptors, 1906 Bradley Avenue in Champaign.
It's time for your Out and About with Visit Champaign County. As always, Terry joining me. Terry, a lot of people in town this weekend for wrestling, right?
That's right. The IHSA State Wrestling Tournament is underway at the State Farm Center. Over 600 athletes from over 200 schools will compete over the weekend to get a chance in the spotlight. So come on out and check out this fun sports action.
Mary Poppins says a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, and you can see it live on stage this weekend, right?
Yes. Central High School presents Mary Poppins the Musical all weekend at the Virginia Theater. You can check out this practically perfect musical from Disney's classic films.
All right, that should be good. And there's an event happening at Cranard Center that we need to know about.
Well, families can check out a free concert this weekend from Sonia de los Santos, whose Latin children's music can be seen and heard on a variety of kids' shows and albums. Before the show, you can check out some craft activities in Cranard's lobbies for a fun day of art and music.
All right, sounds good. For more details on these three events or anything else happening this weekend in Champaign County, where can our listeners go?
Visit champaigncounty.org.
All right, 852, we've taken a whole bunch of text what to do about school shootings this morning. Thank you for all of that.
Yeah, we appreciate your contribution.
Well,
the FBI never spoke to Cruz. FBI spoke to a guy who reported Cruz's posts on YouTube.
Oh.
FBI never searched for him. They claimed they couldn't find who he was. That's BS. Everyone's tablets, computers, has an IP address. FBI too busy chasing Russian collusion that they found in a year and a half. FBI was told about the brothers that bombed in Boston. They screwed up several times when notified. Yes, good guys should carry guns. Teachers should be armed. Wake up, people. These scumbags go where they can kill sheep, not face another warrior.
Yeah.
And as for Norwegian countries, one mass murder was off an island in Norway.
Yep.
96 youth murdered 4 years ago.
Remember that.
They weren't safe. We're not safe anywhere anymore. Protect yourself. Have a plan. Be prepared.
I think, I've mentioned that my only quick solution for anything like this is to simply have more protection in the school, which takes money, time, resources, training, and people say, I don't have, well, you know, the odds of this happening probably aren't very good,
right.
but we had one in Mattoon, right?
Right.
The incident anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, we're all vulnerable, and you say, well, it can't happen. Yeah, it can. It can happen anywhere, and we know that, and you always say that. I mean, the best solution I've heard over the last couple of days is voluntarily in Texas, teachers are getting concealed carry training. It's voluntary. You don't have to, but if you want to, and I think you'd have more people in Texas probably interested in that because they're just it's a different state. They're very independent. That's an idea. It's
and then you got more qualifications, you know, if you are educated and you have that kind of background training.
But there's just no gun law that's going to stop this. We can certainly go there on some of the mentally ill. I'm totally in on discussing all that, but I don't think it's just people get hold of things when they shouldn't and they're not supposed to, and it's against the law. They do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be a combination, but immediately it's people that can prevent or stop when they see it starting, because you're talking about random people that have wacky thoughts, and you're not knowing. Sometimes Facebook, social media is an indication of weird, but if you want to get involved and people are reticent to do that, it's a complex issue, but immediately people in the schools is all I got for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Stevie, totally in agreement with some of your solutions. By the way, we love being with our kids, too.
That's awesome. Thank you. It's
and the
best. And
that's the root. Yep. Spend more time with your kids.
Well, I know a guy spent a lot of time with his boy is Jeremy Warner. He's got a cute little boy.
Touring.
Loves being a parent. I know they're doing a great job, mom and dad up there. Stand by. Jeremy Warner is next.
Enjoy the weekend.
I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Have a blessed weekend.